Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down
at the Roundtable. Welcome back as we continue our discussion of potential passages from Tarzan of the Apes by Edgar Rice Burroughs. I will move on to the next one. Now, this is a great quote. This is one of my favorite quotes. Okay. And it's in context, I'll just say a lot of people have the original film with Johnny Weissmuller kind of truncated this me Tarzan, you Jane. This is what he actually says. I am Tarzan of the Apes. I want you. I am yours. You are mine. We live here together always in my house. I will bring you the best of fruits, the tenderest deer, the finest meats that roam the jungle. I will hunt for you. I am the greatest of jungle fighters. I will fight for you. I am the mightiest of the jungle fighters. You are Jane Porter. I saw it in your letter. When you see this, you will know that it is for you and that Tarzan of the Apes loves you. This is written. Okay, he doesn't say this. This is written. And that's probably important because he doesn't speak English. Growing up alone in the jungle, where after his parents are killed and he's raised by the apes, and he finds his parents' treehouse basically, and the writings he has taught himself to read and write based on his father's journal and all this stuff. So he's writing to Jane Porter. He sees her, he loves her, he saves her, but she doesn't know who wrote the letter. She doesn't know. She knows it's this creature from the, that saved her, but she doesn't know once she meets that, when she meets Tarzan, she doesn't realize that he's Tarzan. It's very complicated. But what I love about it is it's that me Tarzan, you Jane from the movies that we're so familiar with, this pop culture, phrase. This is how he is expressing his love and to her, and that he can take care of her. He's the greatest of the jungle fighters. I just love it. I think it's got so much in it, gender wise and yes. Romance wise. This is definitely a lot of meat on the bone. No pun intended.
Yeah, this would be a really interesting one to debate. Our relationship still a little bit like he's expressing.
Exactly.
Just now we dress them up in euphemism.
Exactly. And we dress them up with, it may not be the tenderest deer, but it's, I make a lot of money. I drive a nice car. I flash car, flash house, jewelry. It's.
Or even just to say, I will always take care of you.
Exactly. Yeah. This is the, quintessential man, trying to seduce a woman. And basically saying, hey, I'm all that. I'm yours. You're mine. Come on. So I love it. I love it. I think it's great. To me, it's a top tier, but it's up to you.
Alrighty.
All right. Now, I've been picking rather long passages. My next two are very, very short. Okay. Beast, Jane murmured. Then God make me a beast. For man or beast, I am yours. I screwed that up. Let me reread it. Beast, Jane murmured. Then God make me a beast. For man or beast, I am yours. This is almost an internal thought. She's murmuring it out loud. She's, context-wise, we would have to get into the setting. I don't want to do that now because it reveals too much. It takes away the surprise and everything. But I think as a standalone passage, this is it, right? This is Beauty and the Beast. This is I love you no matter what the world says. And whatever you are, I am yours. And if I have to become a beast, God make me a beast, I will be on your level, whatever that level is. This is a woman in love with someone she knows the world will not find appropriate. She doesn't care, Make me as him so we can be together. I am yours. I just think it's very powerful in that context.
Mm-hmm. It is. And what I find fascinating about Jane is that later on, she thinks differently, even mm-hmm. though she loves him.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, for her, that pull of, you know, the primitive, the instinctual versus the civilization, I think it's an interesting characterization.
Yeah. If nothing else, this quote and one that I probably have further down, we could do, because it is what you said, it's in this moment and then later on in the story, another moment mm-hmm. that conflict with each other. And but, you know, stand alone. I'm not sure that people would be able to say that this is from Tarzan of the Apes. This could be Jane Eyre. This could be, you know, any, I mean, think of all the Beauty and the Beast, like I said, just because the name Jane's there, I said Jane Eyre. But I mean, this is that quintessential kind of literature female, mm-hmm. you know, falling in love with the wrong person. You know, mm-hmm. how else to say it? So anyway, I love it.
Would you call this one top tier, second tier?
I'll let you decide. I can't decide. I love all these so much. You're going to have to just decide.
Alrighty.
Okay. This is a one-liner that I really love. Even brave men, and D'Arno was a brave man, are sometimes frightened by solitude. Mm. I just love that. I think that's so true, you know? Mm-hmm. It's a great quote. And it's focused on men, you know, it's just as relevant to women. I think this is one of those human condition quotes that kind of goes beyond the literal words in the quote. Mm-hmm. The fact that it is focusing on men, I think, is something that intrigues me, because so much of the time with our nice books and projects, we have that feminist bent, which I love, you know, but this kind of brings that focus to the male perspective and that idea that bravery, you know, has certain qualities to it, including like that, you know, solitude doesn't bother me. I'm a brave soul. Well, even brave souls can be frightened by solitude. I mean, you know, I think it has a lot.
I like what you're bringing up about, we do have a feminist bent, unashamedly.
Well, we are feminists, yeah. So, yeah. We can't help it.
But I do like that while Tarzan is viewed in pop culture as quintessentially macho, I mean, here he's bringing up, you know, a side of men that even today, some of them are afraid to show, mm-hmm. afraid to show fear.
Right.
Afraid to show loneliness.
Yeah.
So.
And it also speaks to that kind of universal human need for connection, mm-hmm. that, you know, even brave people might, you know, want someone else to connect with, you know, and brave, again, that doesn't mean just brave, like I'm going to go to war and I'm a tough warrior. It just means, you know, life. So I don't know. I feel like it's very, very powerful. Mm-hmm. All right. Next up. I love you. And because I love you, I believe in you. But if I did not believe, still should I love. Had you come back for me, and had there been no other way, I would have gone into the jungle with you forever.
Mm. What do you like about that one?
I won't give a lot of context about that, but that's Jane talking to Tarzan. And it's after some things have happened that, you know, until you read the book, there's a lot that goes on in this story. I mean, it is a fast paced action thriller. There's an element of poignancy and regret here that I really love, the tone of it. And Edgar Rice Burroughs, I have to give him a shout out for writing women characters, you know, in some ways a lot more, for lack of a better word, authentically in terms of their voice than many male writers of his time. I feel like this sounds like a woman speaking to a man. It really does. It's and Jane is a very well-written character, I think. So one of the reasons I selected this passage is because it is a gateway into Jane's, you know, internal dialogue. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's saying this out loud, but it is, you know, we've by page 335, which in my copy of the book, that's what page this is on, we know Jane pretty well by now. We get mm-hmm. what's going on with her, and it's a very poignant moment in the story. So I really like it.
I do too. I'm trying to decide if I like this one better, or the one about, you know, then God make me a beast better.
I know that, yeah, it's they have the same the same thing. But the difference is in context. In the first quote, where God make me a beast or beast or man, I love you, whatever. That's again, she can't at that point, there's no communication with this wild man in the jungle because he doesn't speak. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't know that he's the one that can write. Mm-hmm. So she's in love with this wild beast of a man who she cannot communicate with. She's murmuring to herself, God, make me a beast. I can't help myself. I love you. You know, I want you. You know, but she doesn't even know that this is the same, quote, Tarzan of the Apes who wrote the letter, right? Now, this quote, I love you, and because I love you, I believe you. She, now they have figured out who each other are. They mm-hmm. know, she knows he's the one that wrote the letter and the wild creature who saved her in the jungle. He knows obviously who she is because he didn't have any problem with that, but they now can communicate. And so this is a very different declaration, if you right. will. This is more, I guess, in a way, or different is probably a better word. So,
right. Yeah. I like the, immediacy of the beast one, mm-hmm. but I do like that it's more of a reflection mm-hmm. for the second one.
The first one is very elemental. God, mm-hmm. make me a beast. So I, you know, if that's what it takes, I'm with you. You mm-hmm. know, this one is more like contemplative. It's explanatory. Right. It's, you know, and it's also, I would have gone into the jungle with you forever, which makes us realize she can't. Whatever's going on in the story right now, she's not going into the jungle with him forever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But she has that knowledge that she would have had mm-hmm. something been slightly different. And again, you got to read the book to get the whole story, but I just really like it. So I think these would be great in a podcast. If we don't pick them as sure. final standalone passages, we could have, you know, several of these passages in one podcast about these issues we're talking about.
Sure.
Join us next time as we continue our discussion of potential passages from Tarzan of the Apes by Edgar Rice Burroughs.
This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org. We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.